Thanks for listening in to this episode of Power Lunch. The FM Power Lunch is an opportunity for us to talk about how our faith can go to work. We explore ideas by interviewing different people and learning from others about how our faith and work intersect. We're glad that you can listen in and hope that you'll join us in person sometime. Learn more at bethelfc.com/powerlunch. Well, friends, welcome back to Power Lunch. I love this monthly reunion of people who come to encourage others and to be encouraged. I'm grateful for my friend DJ and his willingness to support what we're doing. Thank you again, Sarah and Jeff, for helping financially sponsor what we do. It's very meaningful. Yes, thank you. And just so fun to come back together once a month and encourage one another to take our faith back to work. You know, we believe that Jesus' invitation to follow him isn't just a one day a week or an hour on a Sunday, but it's a lifestyle and a relationship and something that we want to further in and encourage with anyone we can. And I am so excited to welcome Mark Wallace because, brother, that is what you have stepped into. Tell us about this organization you're leading and the new opportunity you have.
Yeah, so Faith Forward is the organization. For those that aren't aware, it's very similar to what we're doing here today. We want to find business people and bring them together in community. But what we're trying to do is it's in the sphere of leadership. I think about people that you maybe look to and it's just like, how can I become a better leader? And that model of leadership is Jesus, nobody else. And Jesus walked this earth and he exhibited a lot of values. And there's something we can all learn from that. And so what we do is we try to put up real people on the stage. We are so fortunate in this community. When you think about, think of Shields with Easter coming. They're going to start running Easter ads. Do you think there's going to be a bunny on there? No. They're going to throw three crosses up there. We want more companies to do that. We want to empower people and equip them that they can do that. And it's so fun that there's so many businesses here in town that do that. I just met one in Jeff, right? That's what we're after, and this isn't a Fargo thing. We think that Fargo right now is just a start. And I don't say that to have big thoughts, but like the gospel's to go to the ends of the earth, and business are being conducted at the ends of the earth, and we want Christ to transform them through the work of Faith Forward.
Yeah, and what's it's amazing when you think about the leadership component. Everybody has influence, and whether you're the leader with a title or the leader who is simply using your position to influence, you're participating. Tell us about the conference you had last fall, because not everybody was able to get there, and what were you excited about?
Yeah, so it was last November. It was a day and a half conference hosted at Hope Lutheran over here. We had about 400 in attendance, built out a speaker list of about 24 speakers. There was about four that had the main stage, and then there were some breakout sessions that you'd go. Brought in Dr. Henry Cloud from California. He's a big name. He's written probably 40-plus books. Psychiatrist that deals with, like, managing with people in business, but with a Christian aspect. So you think about, like, a Fortune 500 company in the boardroom. So that was a powerful speaker. But when you do the debrief of the conference, it was crazy to see that, like, Steve Scheel ranked higher. We wanted to hear a local leader stand up on stage, and we're just so grateful that there were so many local leaders. Think of somebody like Matt Carlson with Fix It Forward Auto Care. That look at that business model that took a nonprofit that empowers a for-profit business. It's a crazy concept. You know, I have a background in business, so you're like, well, usually people wait to make money to be charitable. What if you led with charity? And so much you can be taken away. So that was just two examples of what was told, and now we're planning another one for October.
And if I understand the origin story, Sarah West played a big role in starting this, and then as that experience has grown, there's some formalization. So tell us the story of the Faith Forward organization and how you got to be where you are.
The origin story started in a chiropractor office, which I was not in, but Sarah was getting worked on by Dr. Matthew Christensen here in town with Dakota Chiropractic Clinic, and they're just two Christian business leaders in our community, and he said that we need a sermonar. We need a sermon and a webinar to talk about it in business. And if anybody's ever met Sarah's a go-getter, She's a visionary, and she goes after things. And she said, I might take that from you. And she did. And so she went out, basically got united with Paul Ninus of Hope Lutheran, and Paul said that he once had a vision that the Shields Arena would be sold out one day with business leaders and talking about faith and work and how we can integrate it. And those two united, formed a board. Sarah's staff kind of got it going. They probably had 14 of the 24 speakers lined up when I always say I bought the first ticket. We'll probably get to that of why I'm so passionate about this work. But it's amazing how God worked through all of this, because I literally just leaned in. I said, I bought the ticket. I want to get involved. What more can I do? And they just said, you actually came up at the boardroom yesterday. We'd like you to be a board member. And so I was a board member on there beforehand. And so then
so you
now,
buy a ticket and get to be a board member. That's a good deal.
Well, if you buy the first ticket. And we've already sold the first ticket. So sorry about
board
that.
Board seats available.
But there's always next year, guys. There's always next year.
I love it. Yeah. Well, and I think I met you around that time because we were trick-or-treating and realized we're neighbors. And our friendship kind of began in that season or somewhere around in there. As I've gotten to know you a little bit, though, I realized, like, you didn't start in the nonprofit world. You know, what were you doing up till now? Tell us about you, man. Most of us don't know you that well.
So we do live by each other, but we figured that out because we met here at the Global Leadership Summit.
Oh, is that where it was first?
It was last August we met here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a 15-year career in banking. Specifically, it's kind of commercial banking. And so think about, I'm the guy that analyzes business financials to find out if banks can get loans. And love that job, love that work. Got to serve businesses here locally. It was great and fulfilling, but I don't know where you want me to go with this of how I got into this work, but basically I was saved in that period of time. I thought the purpose of life was to obtain wealth, and the only way to obtain wealth was to own your own business. So why am I sitting here as a W-2 employee? And so at 24 years old, I started up what is now almost like a Zillow. You know, that was the plan. Start a Zillow-like. Zillow was acquiring companies. I was going to sell mine to Zillow. Bam, successful mark. And quit my job. Did not tell my wife I was quitting my job. So told her that night. I was 24 at the time. We didn't have kids. She was an emergency room nurse for Sanford, just going back to be a nurse practitioner. And 3 weeks of knocking on doors of for sale by owners, unsuccessfully, but I came home and here's my wife crying in our closet. And I would have done anything at that moment to get my wife off the floor. And I called when I left my job at Bell Bank at the time. On the way out, they just said, Mark, if anything changes, would you please just let us know? And they probably didn't think it'd be 3 weeks later I'd be calling to get my job back. And because I would do that, I would just say, hey, I just want to do this. Well, we probably have time for long stories, but I went back to work. I had recently got a promotion before I left. I asked to go back to the place where I came from, but I still, you guys, hadn't said, like, the purpose of life is wealth. Now I'm getting back to W-2-ness, and I was lost, right? You're just kind of sitting here going, like, I'm a good husband. Am I a good husband? I quit my job without my wife. Like, what? I need direction. I was lost. And at that point, when you don't know where to turn, I was so grateful that I was raised in the Christian faith. However, I hadn't accepted it myself. And so I just found my way to the church. And as God works, they were just getting a men's ministry started at our church, and they were going through Authentic Manhood, 33 of the series. And if you could craft men to be around, like, God delivered in a huge way. So the guys in my group are Roger Christensen of Christensen Business Furniture, now Fluid in town. Matt Carlson, I got to sit and walk alongside Matt when he left his job at Microsoft to follow Christ and do Fix It Forward Ministry, which turned into Fix It Forward Auto Care. Just incredible, incredible men. Gary Opp is another name that was in our group. Just wonderful men that I deal with now and consider them very, very close friends. And so through that time period, I came and, you know, the Lord's starting to work on you. I got another promotion at work, took me across the river to Moorhead, working for Bell, and you could feel your heart start to change. I just was like, in college, I mean, I'm not proud to say it, but let's be true. I mean, my friends and I, we would drive around and yell at homeless people, get a job. That's where I was at. And now all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I'm in Moorhead and they have Churches United. I can serve there for lunch and I can help these people. And it's almost like you can feel your heart was like a rock and it just crumbled. And as God knew he was getting my attention through that time, New Life Center, which Jonas I know is a part of, they hosted an event and the same kind of different as me.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That author came.
Yeah.
I remember that day I went to that thing and I listened to him speak and it was $20 for the book. And I sprinted across the street from Hope Lutheran to Casey's to get $20 out of that ATM. And I sprinted back to get that book. And so that, for some reason, I thought God was working in my life with homeless, but it was just, he was working on my heart is what he was doing. And long story short, I ended up serving at the thing on Wednesdays. Probably within a few months, I got asked to be on the board of Churches United. So I was on the board of Churches United. Then remember my friend Matt Carlson's that's running that ministry for cars? We donated a car that, and I don't say that to give us a pat on the back, it was a liability more than it was an asset. We donated a car to him, and he goes, we've never accepted a pickup. We've never really known what to do with the pickup, Mark. And I'm like, well, just trash it. Do whatever you need to do with it. One of my first board meetings in on Churches United, the executive director says, we've been blessed with a pickup. It's something we've wanted. And it was my pickup.
That's great.
Honestly, from me serving to being received the pickup, I wish I had the dates, but let me tell you, it was less than 6 months. And so that's how God was working and orchestrating in my life. And so he's working on me. I'm starting to figure it out, but I think, I don't know about a lot of you guys, but if you guys, why do we all exist? Like, every person in this room is unique. There's nobody else that has your face. Nobody else that has your skills and your gifts. And I'm just like, God, what's my purpose? What is it? And so you read like Rick Warren, same kind of different, no, not same kind of different, Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life. And it's like everybody has it's a mission and a ministry. And so I was really in pursuit of what's my mission in life and what's my ministry in life, and I need to find them both. I'm just talking.
You're
here.
Doing great.
Okay.
I have questions if you need them, but okay. You just roll, man.
I ended up finding a... As God's working on me, I'm working in banking, he's convicted me that I'm just like, I need to be a Christian at work and not just on Sundays. And my wife gifted me tickets to the 2019 championship NCAA Final Four basketball game, which was at Minneapolis. And I'm the guy that just loves leadership. I loved playing basketball growing up, but what I found out now, I like the post-game press conferences more than the game themselves. Why, I don't know, but I do. And so I went to that, and I took the opportunity to say, hey, I want to find out more about this coach from Virginia that won the national championship. And so through my digging of finding it on YouTube, I found a video. Now, I've come to Saving Faith. I'm on the board. I'm working as a banker. Go to that event, and I find this video afterwards. And it was almost like a faith-forward-like event. There was a marketplace ministry in Richmond, Virginia. It's called Needle's Eyes Ministry. And they were celebrating their 40th year anniversary gala. I watched this guy come up, and he worked for a public university. And he got up, and they wanted to just say, like, hey, talk to us how you run your business, his basketball team. Now, at a public university, right, everybody says, like, whoa, can't have faith. And he just says, no, here's how it is. His dad was a very successful basketball coach, made it to the Final Four, and he went to the press room, and they just said, wow, coach, this has to be the best moment of your life, reaching the top. And he goes, no, from a feeling state, maybe it is, but he goes, because I know what truly matters, it enables me to make what seems to matter like this seem to matter. It does not compare to faith and family. And he goes, and you could have heard a pin drop in that press conference. And he says, so because of that, my dad, he looks, he goes, I'm going to study scripture. I'm going to take 5 values and I'm going to try to live out my faith and my work. And so he went on and said there were passion, unity, servanthood, humility, and thankfulness. And I'm like, I'm taking them. I'm stealing them. Those are now mine. I need to be the same. And so through that, I found that my identity was in Christ. I was in the corporate world in banking, living this out. And if you guys have ever taken Clifton's Strengths, my strength finder, my number two is belief, which is, I think it's good, but it also means you're very stubborn. That's the downfall of it. I just kind of have unwavering now core values, right? It's like, here they are, here's the model, they're in line with Christ. And so you find yourself in corporate cultures just saying like, are you in alignment with them? And so I just say that knowing that like somebody here today is sitting in a culture that you're like, God, did you call me into this culture to change it and be the light? Or do you, because we all are leaders and we have chimes to influence it. And so long story, how did I get out of banking was, boom, Faith Forward came out with a ticket. Here are this event's happening. And I said, this is the exact same thing as that Tony Bennett speech that I saw on YouTube. I want this. It's been a prayer of mine. I want this in our community. And so I bought the ticket. And then I just said, what can I do? Can I help out? So I got on the board. And at the end of my banking days, I really thought my mission in life, my ministry in life was going to be marketplace ministry to that thing. And my mission in life was going to inspire people to support local organizations. I have a heart for local organizations. I think it's the business version of love your neighbor. Like, I'm like, that's it. I got those two. So I left a bank that was not local, got with a local bank, and I'm like, put everything you got, Mark, into growing this local bank and trying to change people. And what I found over that shortish six months is I had attracted more people into marketplace ministries than I had to the bank. One of them is called Christian Businessmen's Connection. If there's any guys out there in business, it's wonderful. Think of it like an advisory group where you sit around a table and guys come and you just throw out a business issue. One person throws out an issue and you just say like, that's something you probably don't share with many people. Jeff's not going to share a business issue with his employees. I'm like, this is awesome. But you know what's awesome about it is you start with a devotional, pray for each other, you offer guidance in life that's actually biblical, right? It's not like, fire that employee, Jeff, and just move on. It's like, no, how can we love them through that? What does the Bible say? And so I found Mike. I'm like, this is awesome. I love this, but I've attracted more people to it, and then we need an executive director at Faith Forward. And I'm just like, God, why are you telling me to throw up my hand? I'm going for it. And so, yeah, happily walked into this, but I definitely relate probably more to you guys in the corporate world of like than ministry. I've lived in a lot of corporate cultures. I've done the grind. But I just, once you kind of adopt in your identity in Christ, you behave differently in the workplace. And that's something to like either build community with or else do not fall away. Build community. That's the main thing. Build community with other believers. And you can carry out the gospel and be the light.
I love the story you've just told, because I think it's so relatable to a lot of us. You know, we have to find the end to figure out where we begin with Jesus. And you found that in your early 20s. And what a gift that the Lord gave you in that, right? And the hope that you found in Jesus. And boy, I did not know that about you. I would not have seen that. Yeah. So thank you for peeling back the layers for us to see that.
Yeah, it's my story. Everybody else has a story, right? I mean, I think everybody here is a Christian. I hope and pray we are. If we're not, with gentleness and respect, I hope you can hear these words, but your life is not the same. I think people a lot ask of saying, you know, you left a 15-year career where you were the vice president of a bank to do this. And it's actually... Well, you know him too. It's so funny, our community, you guys. You know so many people, but Tom O'Keefe.
Oh, sure.
Tom O'Keefe left working in administration for healthcare, and he joined a nonprofit, New Life Center. And there's just certain things, you guys, like, I think I could give that speech of that Tony Bennett's name for Virginia, like, I've listened to it probably 200 times. But there's words that people say that will have a profound impact. And Tom O'Keefe said it when, and he didn't know I was really being moved in this direction, I said, so how did you do that transition? And he goes, you know what? I've never been richer. That was powerful. That he said that, and you could just see him like, you're right. 1 Corinthians 9 says, do you not know that in a race, all the runners run? Therefore, run in such a way as to get a prize. It's good to run with excellence and to get the prize. This is relatable to business, not just racing. All the people that go into the race do it in strict training. Here's the key. They do it to get a prize that will not last. We do it to get a prize that will last forever. And once I just uncoupled that and just go like, what really matters? Is it moving from vice president to president? Closing a bank deal? There's a lot of good bankers in this town. We didn't need another one. 6'4" redhead, good looking one, maybe. Just kidding. but that's it. It's like, no. We need more Christians. We need more people that are living out their faith in the work. Could you imagine if we could change a leader and the followers that would follow them? Think of Elon Musk right now. Could you imagine if he was a Christian? That'd be awesome.
What do you say to the person who is secure in their identity in Christ, feels that tug to stay in the marketplace? Mm-hmm. So you've had an interesting journey, because there was a season where you wanted to be you stayed in the marketplace. Now you feel like you're called to go into the love your neighbor in a nonprofit phenomenon. What do you say to the person, though, that's they're not being called to do that shift? They're being called to stay. You know, how would you encourage them?
Yeah, unfortunately, if we're all honest, I think a lot of people struggle with that. And I would tell you to really unpack. You need to find your why in your organization and the unique gifts that you can bring to that organization, and know that it's God-honoring when you do that. And that is a long journey, but I've helped coach a friend through that, because once I found mine, he could just see the joy that comes from it. And he's like, I want that. And so I helped him through it. And you could just tell that, like, and this is a guy, he's an old friend growing up. This was just about a month ago. We had uncovered that his why was basically, he's a fullback, is basically his background. And so that's what I knew him from growing up. But it's clear the path. He won't mind me using his name, Troy. Troy can't see to the end of something. He loves getting involved in the beginning, and he cannot stand when things don't move forward. I'm like, Troy, you're a fullback all over again. You're trying to open a hole. And so as soon as you found your why, I'm like, just look for places in your organizations where you can clear the path. But you got to have values of how you do that. You don't just run people over. And just watching him like come into being like, wow, now I'm not looking for the promotion. I'm just looking for my calling inside this organization. And then how can I live out like Jesus in doing so? Man, it's incredible. That's like, he doesn't need a ministry. He doesn't need a nonprofit. He just needs purpose in his work that's God honoring. And so that it's been really fun. But yeah, his other one, Troy was not a Christian when we started talking.
Yeah.
And at the end of it, he just said, here was his week about three-ish weeks ago. Had their third child. His wife had a C-section with that third child. His dad had got diagnosed with a tumor on his tongue that was cancerous. And he's at home trying to be the husband, balancing it all when his appendix needs to get removed. And I'm like, Troy, how are you doing? Like, that's a lot. And he goes, well, to be honest, Mark, I'm at complete peace with it all, because I have faith. It's incredible. It's incredible to think that's what it is, but that's what God offers each of us.
Yeah, and you used your influence and that relationship you had from the past to really help him gain perspective and point him back to Jesus.
I can point him to Jesus, but only Jesus can do that work.
Right.
The Holy Spirit inside of him. Right. That Mark just happened to be that vessel. And but our theme verse for the conference this year is 1 Peter 3:15. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect. And the ending of that is so powerful. Gently and respectfully. Because if we're going to go out into the world and do that, we got to meet people where they're at. And where Troy was at was a broken place. But it was just loving on him.
I love it. Eric, would you mind being my runner for the... I'd love to just out, see if folks have questions for you. We're getting to know you. Nope, it's right over there, right on the back side of Mark. If anybody has a question for Mark, I'd love for you to have a chance to ask that question. I know we have a breakfast and Bibles coming up in May. I wrote it down, May 9th, right?
I'd love to give a shout out for that. We got our speaker back there, Jason Loney. For the
That's
folks
gonna
that
be
don't,
fun.
What is up with the New Life Center connections in here, you guys? Another board member on New Life Center.
And another.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Hi, Jason.
I'm wondering how your kids and wife embraced your transition.
Yeah. Somebody just recently, so I also co-host a podcast called Community Forward, and one person said that to make a move like this, you need courage and a supportive spouse. And I almost question if you shouldn't flip those around. You need a supportive spouse, and then courage comes. I do. Before you, I'm a big reflector. You just look at life, and the wall is family. And when I say that, I think of like in total. It's like I feel called into this work, and honestly, I can't fail in doing so. And the reason I say that is because like. Why wouldn't I step into this when my parents have been blessed beyond their means and have three homes? My wife and I have been blessed beyond our wildest means and are not ridden with debt or anything like that. Like, I mean, we have resources that could handle us for a long time. What risk am I really taking in doing something like this? And so it's really coming down to that and being like, okay, well, now it's just selfish if I say no to this. And bringing your wife along on that, and yeah, I mean, what used to be the, what you envisioned of saying like, yeah, what, does that mean that the Wallaces maybe go on two trips a year instead of three trips a year? And, you know, there's those things of it. But who provides, you guys? God does. Do you think Mark can work his way to a third trip? No. And so it's leaning in, and what you don't, I mean, Faith Forward itself, you guys, is part-time work. I haven't found another part-time work yet. And so it's like, it was a big pay reduction. Well, Banker and Mark is doing a quarterly financial statement, as I always do, and I would encourage all customers to do, you know, measure your business and see how you're doing every quarter. Peaked up and did that at the end of last quarter, and it's like, wow, God provided. We're Wonderful. Doing great.
Do we have another question? I'm glad to hear that you told your wife this time and that she is supportive.
Well, actually, that's my question, Mark, is what was that transition like for your wife? You said you walked in, she was crying, and if you don't want to elaborate on it, it's fine, but I just like to hear, because spousal support, yeah. I think for those that are married, is a big deal, and it's a very important aspect of what we do. Yeah. So what was the transition process like for her and you even in that?
Yeah, good question. So I'm part of like a group, you guys, that like I'm big on leadership, obviously. It's my career. But I think if you can build in habits and you look at it, one thing I have to do every day, so I journal in the morning. When I was making this transition, one thing I have to do every day is listen to Do Something by Matthew West. I don't know if you guys have ever heard that song.
Sure.
You looked at the world and you wanted to scream at God, why is it like this? And he says, I made you. That'll push you into doing something about it. Next thing I need to do is I need to update Jenna. It's communication. And every business I've ever sat in and noticed, any relationship, where did it all go bad? You just don't communicate. And so every day I just made a thing and say, Jenna, this is what happened today. And that was the flaw of the first time. Why I was doing this all in a secret and then just doing it? No. talk to them, update them, share your feelings and your hopes and your thoughts and your dreams. And so when I came to this, and I just like, of course, I mean, I told her, hey, I think God's laying this on my heart. I think this is what's going on in my existing role. This is what I'm thinking about. And so it wasn't just some like, boom, Mark just stepped into it. No, it was a full like many, many months worth of conversation along those lines. And now through the transition, it's like, yeah, I mean, we're getting used to our new routine in our life. God is opening doors too that I think they're working right now to actually have my other part-time gig to facilitate businesses through that ministry, that other ministry for a period of time, knowing that Faith Forward is the long-term plan. I'm kind of just standing back and seeing the doors that God will open, and he's opening them. And I just need to be bold to step forward to it. And Jenna has just like been a champ and a cheerleader the whole way.
That's so good to hear. Well, we're closing in on time. I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you again for those who wish to sponsor and support what we're doing. I do want to officially invite you to pick up the information on the back. If you ever have info to share, bring it. Leave it on the table. That's kind of our mechanism so we don't end up with piles of stuff at every table. And back there, you'll find the Faith Forward invite to the Breakfast and Bibles on May 9th. We also have a leader cast event happening that day with Prairie Heights, a good friend in the community. And then we're going to host Breakfast and Bibles here in association with the Global Leadership Summit. So we're having fun together. This is great to introduce you to this group and to celebrate God's goodness. Jeff, would you mind praying for us? I just deeply appreciate you, brother, and want to invite you back May 8th, our next power lunch that'll close the season. I've invited my friend Troy Soljum to come and share. And if you've ever met Troy, you know a man from the farm who loves the Lord and loves his work. And I think it'll be really fun to hear how God has been working in Troy's life. Jeff?
All righty. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody again for coming today. It's great. I don't know about you guys, but I walk out here with a lot of joy in my heart. Thank you, Mark, I got to meet Mark before the deal today, and great guy, and wonderful, wonderful opportunity for all of us to meet new people. And so, Father, we just thank you for this organization, and we thank you for the joy that we all get when we leave here today. It's just exciting, and we go out to share the word and share our stories with other people, and just thank everybody for coming. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Power Lunch. While hosted by Bethel Church, the Power Lunch is sponsored by Area Professionals. We'd love to have you join us. Learn more about our next upcoming Power Lunch at bethelfc.com/powerlunch.
FM Power Lunch. Learn about your faith in the workplace at FM Power Lunch.